Well, welcome to our seminar this evening, session number two relating to the opposite sex, and I again get to be the opposite sex. So
surrounded by beautiful women, honey.
Hoping some men would show up for our seminar. Tonight we're going to be looking at the decisions and judgments that we've made about the same sex and how that impacts us in our relationship with the opposite sex. That we have a belief system that we live out of as if it were reality, as if it were the truth, and that we operate our life based on that belief system. We gather evidence to show us that we're right about what it is that we believe to be true. And for the most part, the judgments and decisions that we made early in our life, watching, in this case, the experience we had with our mom as the opposite, as the same sex. Since everyone in the room is female, we'll deal directly with that issue and what it was that you said about being female, what it meant to be female. So what are some of the judgments that you have about being female or about the female gender?
Well, I know. I was just thinking about it. I knew I wanted to get married and I wanted to have children. And to me, that was when I get married and children, I'm being homely. Cannot combine and figure.
Okay. So female means get married and have children.
No.
And be a homemaker.
No, I didn't say that. I said you made a choice.
Right, but what are the decisions you made about female?
About female in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I always felt that I was equal, different but equal.
Mm-hmm. Different but equal. It's not even necessarily I am. It's when you think about women, what are the generalizations you make about women? It doesn't even have to be true about you, necessarily.
What we were discussing is the judgments, belief systems, evaluations that we have made about the same sex. Tonight's seminar is about relating to the opposite sex, and the way that we're going to kind of look at how we relate to the opposite sex is based on the judgments that we have about the same sex that we've made early in our life that we've believed to be true, and now we gather evidence to show us that we're right about what that belief system is or whatever those judgments are. So who else? What are some of the judgments that you have? Elizabeth?
One of mine is definitely women have to be strong no matter what. It's not an option. Judgments. Mm-hmm. Do better enough.
Okay, that's fine.
Being vigilant.
Yeah, that's good.
But women, I mean, you know, they're going to come through. So it's not only is there no option but to be strong, but then I also can count on no matter what falls out. Which also, as I was thinking about that, and Marietta was speaking, I also realized that, I guess that there is not much room for being nurtured. Like, a woman is the nurturer.
Okay.
Let me write this down.
Okay. Strong.
What else?
True confessions.
Nurturer.
It's not true confessions.
Mother.
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 What else is a woman? What else? Flirty?
That's why that guy whistled at you on the street.
All the times I've been coming here, he never whistled at me.
We want it all. We want it all.
Subservient.
The question is about judgments and evaluations that you made about the same sex, when you were young growing up, what did you believe to be true about the female gender? Just basic decisions that you made.
Not that they're true today.
Strong.
I never thought of my mother as sexual.
Asexual?
Smarter?
Martyr or smarter?
Martyr.
Oh.
You can tell what I grew up with. Smarter! Responsible? Mm-hmm.
Deceitful?
What was the other one? Competitive and what?
That sounds better.
That would been too smart a word to use.
What did you call it?
Women in general. The female gender. Anything about female.
Here we're talking about nuns.
That's the next thing I was going to say. I'm thinking, who are my role models? My mother and the nun. Passionate.
Protectors?
Of the family?
Backbone of the family?
Well, this is
big job.
This is an entirely different list than we came out with. When our last week, the list was about the opposite sex.
Do you want to do it?
Let's just see what we have here tonight. So this is about women. Let's see what you have to say about men. Okay, the truth about men. Tough.
Flirts. You might have to leave, honey.
They seem to be paired doing pretty well.
No wonder we're here tonight.
Untrust. There must be some nice things to say.
Absence.
Should we just say non-monogamous or what? Sweet? Aggressive? Proud? Partners? Right? Handy? They're handy?
I think we've made some progress since last week.
We have definitely
made progress.
Positively.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Men stand a little more of a chance this week.
Yeah. That's
not. You've got to get that proud and controlling.
What I notice is that men are non-trustworthy, but women aren't trustworthy either. None of you had anything about trust on the female side. There was not, no trust was mentioned. So you're sure that men are not trustworthy, but trust doesn't exist with women? You forgot that.
All right, we'll put it in.
We didn't get
trust.
To that yet.
Worthy. We meant to say it.
Oh, okay.
But it's just so,
just on the tip of our tongue.
Okay, so when we give our word and we make a judgment, we look for evidence to show us that we're right about it. So we take these qualities that we've made judgments about and we solidify them into a general belief system about the same sex and about the opposite sex. And then we interact with each other in the same sex based on that belief system. And then we interact with the opposite sex as well based on that belief system. Have you ever started to question your belief system? To find out if it's real or not. Find out if it's true. So far, most people have just gone through their lives believing that that's how it is. And the evidence tends to show you that you're right. Part of the survival function of our mind is to show us that we're right in order to survive. So whatever we're saying, that's what we're going to be right about as we gather evidence in our life. The circumstances will appear that will make us right about what we're saying. So who was your role model growing up for the decisions about women? Who was your role model? Your mom? Anybody have a grandmother that was your... An aunt? Did you? I would think they would look more up to you than you would look up to them. So, if you believe that this is true about you as a female, and that this is true about how men are, what kind of relationship would be established? One of conflict?
So whose job in your relationship does it become to hold things together? Then what happens to your relationship? But when you think about relationship, what do you think of? Do you think fun? Do you think caring? Do you think sweet, powerful, generous, decisive, proud, partner, lover, friend? Is that what you think of, or do you think, what a hassle, why bother? Who needs it? I got too much on my plate right now. I don't need somebody else to take care of. Because of the decisions that we made about women and the decisions we made about men. So if a man shows up different than the way that we say men are, what do we say about that man? Not right. There's something different about him. But eventually this is all going to show up, right? Once you get to know him, eventually this is all going to show up. That's how much we believe that to be true. And the same with our female friends. If we say this is how females are, eventually, it might take a while into the relationship because, you know, women are trusting and like that. But eventually they're going to show up with some of these qualities, true? And so what do you find in your female relationships? Kind of hold yourself back to find out where it is. Where is this in that person? Because you know that it's true. Given the right situation, given the right circumstance, this is going to show up. Perhaps only in crisis, but it is going to show up. And you hear women talk all the time about establishing female relationships, and they love their female relationships until a crisis comes, and then they cannot tolerate that person. Because what kicks in is all of this. When you have to depend on someone, what kicks in are all of these decisions that we made about women. And then the task when the crisis is over is what? To try to recoup what was lost in the midst of that decision-making process. Anytime you change any one of these decisions, it's got to change everything in your life. Even just sitting down and questioning, what do I believe about females and who said that that's true? What do I believe about men and who says that that's true? Yes, there's a lot of evidence out there. You'll find the evidence. If you're looking for self-aggrandizing, distant, deceptive, unemotional, strict, cautious, analytical, judgmental flirts, you're going to find them. They are out there. They are there. Just for your finding. 20%. Yeah, you should go over that again. That was good.
That was so great. I kept saying, no, not that I'm a big feeling.
I think that what we believe about each other is not necessarily true. I think that when you are looking for something, you find it. When I am looking for something to be critical about for my husband, I will find it. When I am looking for something to acknowledge my husband for, I will find it. In between there lies the reality.
So what we're saying is that 20% may be deceptive, unemotional, strict, distant, self-aggrandizing. 20%. But when yet that's in your belief system, those are the ones that you'll attract around you.
You hunt for them.
Now, 20% will be...
our beliefs and our expectations.
See, 20% will be proud, they'll be great lovers, they'll be a friend, they'll be very successful and very sensitive. That's another 20%. Now, if you're holding these negative beliefs about men, that 20% won't show up around you. They could not. They would be very uncomfortable, and you would be very uncomfortable. And then the other 60% have a few of the negatives and a lot of the positives, and you can work them out if you're willing to give up being right about the judgments that you have.
Or even start questioning.
Or start to question them. Right now you're doing it by yourself. You're here tonight by yourself. So the first step is to question it yourself, because the way you've held it to be already has had the men in your life show up the way they have.
Because it's attracted certain qualities
that,
in men.
That 20% that you're attracting is based on how you've believed it to be. But it's not just that these are beliefs, it's that when you said this about women and when you said this about men, there was an emotionally upsetting circumstance going on that made this like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's like a law. This so is law.
If mom and dad...
eventually this will happen. It might not happen for 20 years, but eventually it's going to happen. It has to happen. I know it's got to happen.
If mom and dad were fighting and having a big upset, you voted, you were upset. Why doesn't he just leave her alone? He's unemotional, he's non-caring, he's not sensitive. And you said that in your upset because they were having an upset, then that becomes your foundation. That becomes a foundation for why it is the way it is. At the same time, if your mom and her best friend had a big upset and you were there and you went through this upset and you voted, and you made these decisions, and then that becomes your foundation for how it is with the same sex. But it all boils down to because we said so. This is only true because we said so in the midst of emotion. When we give our word with emotion, that becomes a reality for us. That's the creative power.
Are you also saying that if you find someone, a male who is sensitive, loving, generous, you know, lots of positive qualities, and that 20%, if you're with them, the other qualities are going to show up when you have an upset?
If you really believe these other qualities, you will see to it that they do.
If you believe that it's inevitable that they show up that way, they will. They have to.
For you to be right.
In order for you to even be comfortable. I mean, you have Mr. America walk in the door, your dream man. You are not going to be comfortable. You're going to be extremely intimidated. You're going to say, okay, what's wrong with this jerk? Because something's wrong with everybody. Something's wrong with every man. We might just as well cut to the chase. What's wrong with you? Are you egotistical? What are you? Just tell me. Just get it out here. And we pick and pick and pick and pick until we find it. Ah, I see. Noncommittal. Oh, I see. He's whatever we've said about men. And then you're comfortable. Once you know that they've got, you know, that they're not Mr. America, once you're right, then you're like relieved. Okay, this is all right. I can deal with this.
Yeah.
I can deal with this.
Relieved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anybody's going to end up being
It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to judge people. A lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to hang on to these things. But at the time that these were taken, in order for us to survive emotionally, we had to say something.